people are just wishing that things change. Things won't change until you change your disposition.
The most impactful channel of empowerment is the world. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God. It's the conveyor of the power of God. For man's desire, change your position. And the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me and got me on my feet. We are empowered by the word that enters. The entrance of the word gives light. And light is the only power, the only authority that darkness bows to. When Jesus, the light of the world, was here, demons couldn't stand wherever he was. Have you come to destroy all before the time? That shows that the principal source of empowerment is the word that enters us. Please open up this morning for the entrance of his word that will empower you and I into next levels in the name of Jesus. When is a revival set to occur? We have tried to examine what is a revival. When is a revival set to occur? Number one, when the hearts of men begin to seek after God in genuine repentance, as we saw in Nineveh, when Jonah went down to the place as commanded. There was a city-wide repentance, and the effect was God turned away his wrath from the people. Genuine repentance will always turn away the wrath of God. And that's the environment that a revival creates. A season of genuine repentance. Number two, when is a revival said to occur? When men's heart begin to pant after God. Psalm 42, verse 1 and 2. He said, behold my servant, and as the heart panted after the water brooks, so panted my soul after thee. When the heart of man began to pant after God. In verse 21, who is this that has engaged his heart to seek unto me, to approach unto me, the heart of man, seeking, panting after God, then we have a revival. Number three, when God will begin to take pleasure in the things of the kingdom as a way of life, when God's people begins to take pleasure in the things of the kingdom as a way of life. Now we're talking about when is a revival said to occur? When can I be said to be in a revival? When can I be said to be in a revival? When my heart begins to seek after God in genuine repentance. when my heart begins to pant after God as a way of life. Number three, when I begin to take pleasure in the things of the kingdom as a lifestyle. Kingdom driven life. When you are in the revival. Psalm 102, verse 13 to 15. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor her, yea, the said time is come. For the servant taketh pleasure in the stones of Zion, and favored very dust thereof. Therefore the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. That's what comes out of it. When God's people begin to take pleasure in the things of God, fearful blessings that humble kings begin to occur in their lives. Fearful blessings. Fearful favor. That humble kings, humble the Gentiles, begin to happen. That's what happened with many of our church people today. God just unleashing his favor as each one first deal. May this be your due season. When God's favor will be unleashed on your life. Praise God. Seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things that others are dying to get shall be added to you. Number four. When the spirit of prayer and supplication is poured out on God's people with testimony. Zechariah 10, verse 12, talks about the spirit of prayer and supplication. And Zechariah 8, and verse 20, talks about the impact of prayers in drafting people to the kingdom. We don't know what we should pray as we ought to, but the Spirit Himself helps our infirmity. There is the spirit of prayer that helps us to stay on fire on the prayer altar. Number five, when the word of God comes alive amongst God's people in increasing dimension, the word has unlimited capacity for growth. Oh, the depth, both of wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable his ways and his path past finding out. God's word has unlimited capacity for growth. A wise man shall hear an increase in learning. Proverbs 1:5. Give instruction to a wise man, he will yet be wiser. Teach the just, and he will increase in learning. Proverbs 9:9. When the word of God comes alive among God's people in increasing dimension, then we have a revival. That implies when the word of God comes alive in you in increasing dimension, it implies you are in a revival. In the name of Jesus, no one will miss his place in this great move of the Spirit. In Jeremiah 31 and verse 34, it said, before Jesus comes, they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know the Lord, for they shall all know me. We're talking about knowing God. We're not talking about knowing about God. Knowing God. They shall all know me. They shall all know me. Isaiah 11 verse 9. The earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of God, as the waters cover the sea. They shall all know me. They shall all know me. That's a revival. A revival brings you and I into the realms of the revelation of God, knowing God. And that is the secret behind exploits in the kingdom. Those who do know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. God's word prevails in a revival. God's word dominates the atmosphere in a revival. Acts 19 and verse 20. Number 6, when do we say that a revival occurs? When going to church becomes a way of life for God's people. It's not a burden, it's a delight. They look forward to being in God's presence. I was glad when they said to me, come, let's go to the house of the Lord. David sang. How amiable are the tabernacles, O God. My soul longeth, even panted. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. My soul longeth. I'm longing to. A revival gets you addicted to fellowship. Daily in the temple and in every house, they cease not to teach and to preach Christ. Daily, there's an addiction. You are not in a revival when going to church is a burden. When you have to be encouraged to go to church, you are not in a revival. In a revival, you are eager, you are longing, you are panting to be in fellowship. And what happens? They go from strength to strength, from one realm of exploit to another. Because understanding blossoms in fellowship. When I entered the sanctuary of the Lord, then understood I. The ministry of the fivefold ministries are in church. So when they open scriptures, understanding is boosted. Number 7. When multitudes begin to flow into the church, we have a revival. How many agree we have a revival down here? How many agree that we have a revival going on here? Last Sunday, over 2,000 people gave their life to Christ. Amen. And 1,300 plus registered as new members. Across our churches worldwide, there's a revival going on. Please don't watch it. Don't stand by. Get on the race. A part of this move. Amen. And when revival broke out in the Acts of the Apostles, we saw 3,000 people give their life to Christ. We saw 5,000 follow, Acts 4:4. We saw much of men and women, Acts 5:14. We saw a great company of the priests coming to the way of the, coming to Christ, Acts 6:7. We say a whole city gathered together, Acts 13:44. When much begin to flow into the church, we have a revival. And in the last days, the mountain of the Lord shall be established on the top of the mountains, and people shall flow into it. It didn't stop there. And many nations shall come. And many nations are come. Micah chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. That's God's end time agenda. Massive influx of souls into church, which will only be steered by a revival. Is steered by a revival. Number 8. When divine visitations among God's people begins to translate to supernatural turnaround testimonies, that God is present and massive transformation taking place amongst God's people, then you have a revival. We've been harvesting testimonies after the order of the Acts of the Apostles and above it, as God said. They are all the acts of God in fulfilling his agenda for the end time. Somebody gave his life to Christ during the second phase of wonder dove visitation. And because he was a Muslim, the brother was very angry, so they prepared poison for him. Unfortunately, or by divine orchestration, the first daughter of the man, never knew it was poison, came back from wherever and went straight for the food and gave up. So when they arrested this young man, the wife said, look, let me tell you the truth. This poison was meant for him, but her daughter came. Someone got saved here, and a native doctor was called to get him down. And as he took whatever it was, ran him, nothing happened. The native doctor died standing. Longitudinal dead. Massive. Massive. You find a voice speaking from flyer. Massive. Supernatural turnaround. You find businesses skyrocketing. People breaking forth in their careers. All are proofs of divine visitation. He said, the Lord will surely visit you and bring you out of this place. So every visitation changes our position for the better. Brought them out of Egypt by divine visitation. So he's bringing us out in various areas into the realms where we belong in his agenda. Zechariah chapter 3, verse 17 to 9 to 20. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save, will deliver, will rejoice over you with singing. Will joy over you, singing. Now, verse 19. He said, behold, at that time I will undo all that afflicts you, and I will save her that halted, and gather her that was driven out, and I will get them praise and fame in every land where they have been put to shame. Massive transformation through divine visitation. Number 9, when do we see revival occurs? When the Spirit of God begins to move both among the priests and as well as among the people with the same tempo of manifestation. You know how many dead have been raised back to life through members of this church? We had one during the Utah Life Convention, during the Faith Convention of April. Our father, a grandfather, died, and the daughter was called, also a young mother, went back home, put her on her laps. You cannot die, just give your life to Christ. Stood in that gap and God brought him back to life. Live video. Among very many. God moving both among the priests and among the people. Then you have a revival. I'll pour my spirit upon all flesh. Sons and daughters shall prophesy. The old men shall dream dreams. The young men shall see vision. Upon your handmaiden, everybody. I'll pour my spirit upon all flesh. Number 10, when every home becomes a church, that is a house fellowship center, we have a revival. Acts 5:42, daily in the temple, and in every house, daily in the temple, and in every house. Every house becoming a revival center, daily in the temple, and in every house. They cease not to teach and preach Christ. Romans 16:5, the church in your house. 1 Corinthians 16:19, the church in your house. So there were churches in the house in the days of the apostolic revival. Number 11, when there's an outbreak of signs and wonders and diverse miracles among the people, then we have a revival. That has been going on here unabated 45 years. To him be all the glory. To God be all the glory. To God be all the glory. When there's an outbreak of signs, wonders, and diverse miracles among the people, we have a revival. All the city gave heed to the things that Philip preached, hearing and seeing the miracles that he did. Acts 8:5-8. Two times unto the Lord when Aeneas was made whole. A whole multitude sought after Christ when they saw the eruption of the virtue that he carried. Luke 6:19. Finally, number 12, when the prayer altar comes alive with intensity and consistency. Intensity and consistency. Acts 2:42. And they continue celebrating in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread, and in prayers. They continue steadfastly, continuously. Acts 3:1. Peter and John were on their way to the temple in the hour of prayer. So they observed hour of prayer. Every revival is steered by prayers and sustained by prayers. Praying for continuous eruption of signs and wonders. Praying for continuous drafting of multitudes into the kingdom. Praying for salvation of souls and establishment of the souls in the kingdom. Praying for ministers of the gospel, the word of God, to have a free course as they stand. Praying for those in need around us, which is God's strategy for meeting our own needs. A revival is not a theoretical move. It has tangible biblical proofs. You can tell whether you are in a revival or not. But when a revival brings you into favor with God, beyond anyone's widest imagination, please join this chariot. It's a most profitable platform. Join this chariot. It's a most profitable platform. There are testimonies of men in various vocations and callings whose lives have been massively imparted by engaging in a revival. There are many sitting down here today who are living testimonies today. Keep at it. Keep at it. Keep at it. When we stop pushing, we start dropping. There's no neutral place in this journey. You are either on or off. When we stop pushing, we start dropping. We start sinking. And we start stinking. There's no neutral place in this adventure. You are either on or off. This one thing I do. We're getting those that I'm done behind. I reach out to the things before I press. We have to keep pressing, not to be oppressed. We have to keep pressing to keep making progress. We have to keep pressing. He that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. Receive grace to keep pushing. This spiritual awakening is a most value-adding platform. Press in. The kingdom of God is preached, and every man presses. Everyone presses into it. Luke 16, 16. You press into God's ultimate agenda for your life by turning your life over to Him in truth and indeed in this revival. Stand to your feet. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. Say with me, a revival is not a theoretical move. It's a move of tangibilities. No one can be in a revival without an evidence. So help me, Jesus. No one can be in a revival without an evidence. So help me, Jesus. When anyone stops pushing, he starts dropping. When one stops pushing, he starts sinking. When one stops pressing, he may start thinking. So help me, Jesus. Now, Paul said, by the help of God, I continue to this day. How many want that help? How many want the help of continuity? Please call for it. Call for the help of continuity. Don't dwell on your past. Greater days are ahead. Receive grace. Grace for continuity. Grace for continuity. Refuse to be weary. Receive grace for continuity. Receive grace for continuity. Receive grace for continuity. Receive grace for continuity. Lord, I receive grace for continuity. The same way you gave it to Paul. I need your help for continuity. I don't want to give up on the journey. So help me, Lord. I don't want to stop pushing. I don't want to start dropping. So help me, Jesus. I don't want to stop pushing. I don't want to stop sinking. So help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus, to remain in the front line of this move of the Spirit. And thank you for it. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. It is done. Amen. Watch out for new fire. Amen. Watch out for new fire in your life. Amen. It's burning already. Amen. Watch out for new fire in your life. Amen. It's burning already. Amen. Watch out for new fire in your life. Amen. It's burning already. Amen. Now, listen to me. There is no wild beast that does not recognize fire. Not the lion. When the lion sees fire, it will burn. I don't have authority over this. I'm king of the forest. I'm not king of fire. When you are on fire for God, every evil beast stays clear. You never suffer any further assault of the wicked anymore. Grace to stay on fire and keep the wild beast away. Receive it now. Yeah.